To Brussels now, where NATO defence ministers are meeting to discuss boosting support for Ukraine. The alliance's secretary general has promised more ammunition for Kyiv.
We see no signs that President Putin is preparing for peace. What we see is the opposite. He is preparing for more war, for new offensives and new attacks. So it makes it just even more important that NATO allies and partners provide more support to Ukraine.
To tell us more about what the defence ministers have been saying is Step Vasin, who joins us live from Brussels. So what more support is Ukraine going to be getting, Step, after this meeting?
Well, that's a very good question. It's only 3 weeks ago that this so-called Ukraine support group has been meeting. They call it also the Rammstein format. And the U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin stressed again that that Ukraine really needs urgent help and that they will stand by Ukraine until a very long time. So basically, popping up support. But in real life, in practicalities, it's very difficult to find ammunition right now. That's what the Secretary General of NATO has said. They did a survey, an extraordinary survey, and they found out that stocks all around NATO are very low now. So it's not only not enough ammunition to go to the front lines in Ukraine, but also for NATO countries, which is very worrying. So today, the discussion is mostly about speeding up a production of ammunition and also making contracts, making sure that they have enough production lines going on for very fast so they can move these ammunitions from the factories immediately to the front line. And the other hot topic here is F-16s, these fighter jets that President Zelensky has asked for. He calls them wings of freedom. And one of the countries who has these F-16s, they have 24 of them, is the Netherlands. And I asked the defense minister of the Netherlands what she said to Ukraine when they asked specifically to send these F-16s to the front line.
They are looking, of course, ahead. And air defense is very important to Ukraine in this war that might drag on for some time. So I completely understand this request. But my colleague also understands that this is something that will take time because we have to coordinate with our partner countries. We really have to think through the possibilities, the consequences.
Well, this will definitely dash some hopes Ukraine might have had that from this meeting today in Brussels, there will be a decision on these F-16s. It's been a long discussion already. And for some NATO countries, it is a red line, for example, for Germany. And also Poland, who has F-16s, has said, we only do this when we do this together with NATO. So there's a lot of division among the NATO countries. And meanwhile, Stoltenberg has said we have to keep our promises of sending battle tanks and ammunition before we're going to discuss more about these F-16s.
Thank you for that update. Set Vasin, live for us there in Brussels.